Das kann so sein, nicht mehr so schwach, wenn wir uns sagen, cool und darf, kuf, kuf, gimmel. Sagt der Mischner, if someone skins a behemo or a chaya, whether they're kosher or non-kosher animals, whether they're small animals or large animals, if he's skinning to use the hide for a mat of some sort, then even the skinned portion continues to act as a yad for the meat until it's still a piece that's large enough to use to grasp the meat, but not when it's more than that. If he's skinning to make a leather bottle, even the skin piece continues to act as a yad until the breast is skinned. However, if he begins to skin at the legs, then all the skin continues to be attached and act as a yad to acquire and give off tumah. With regard to the skin of the neck, Rabbi Yechon Menuhi says it's not considered to be attached, and the Chum say it is considered to be attached until the entire animal is skinned. Zakhtimar, with regard to the skins, once more than just an amount of grasp has been skinned, Rav says the part that was already has already been skinned is then tahar, and Rabbi says that the tefach that's near the meat is always tameh. Fekmar Brisa says that once it has been skinned to more than the amount needed to grasp, one who touches the skin is tar. Presumably, this even refers to the tefach that's near the meat and is therefore problematic, according to Rav Asi. And Fekmar Brisa is referring to the skin beyond the tefach that's near the meat. Fekmar Brisa says, if someone touches the skin that's opposite the meat, meaning the unskinned part, he's tameh. This suggests that if he touches the tefach that's near the meat, he'll be tar. And Fekmar, maybe that the Tana of the Brisa refers to the tefach that's near the meat as the skin that is opposite the meat. Correct. The Gemara Brisa says if someone skins a behemo or a chaya, whether they're kosher or non-kosher animals, whether they're small animals or large animals, if he's skinning to use the hide for a mat of some sort, then even the skin portion continues to act as a yad for the meat until it's a piece that's large enough to use to grasp the meat, but not when it's more than that, and the tefach that's close to the meat is tar. This clearly says like Rav, not like Rav Asi. And for the Gemara, the Brisa is discussing the first tefach that was skinned after reaching the size large enough to grasp. Even Rav Asi agrees that that first tefach is tar, because the person still grabs onto the end and not that tefach. A braisa asks, how much is large enough to grasp? It's a tefach. Another braisa says two tefachim. And for the Mara, Abaye said, the braisa referred to a doubled over tefach, which is in fact two tefachim. The braisa says this as well. So the Mishnah says, with regard to a talus that's tummy and one begins to rip the talus to rid it of its tumah, once the majority is ripped, the pieces are no longer considered to be attached, and the talus is therefore tar. Nachman, the name of Rabbi Avu said, this is only true for a talus that was put in the mikveh and is just waiting for sunset, since when he was not concerned and was toivolit, we're not concerned that he's going to tear less than a majority. However, if it was not put into a mikveh, we're concerned, and therefore, it would only become tar if it was actually ripped entirely into two. Fekmar Rabbi asks, first, this may lead people to think that a tful yoyim becomes tar as soon as it's put into the mikveh. Second, if we're already geyser and say that the majority is not sufficient, then in the case of an oiler bird, according to Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rav Shimon, who says that the majority of both of them have to be cut, we should be geyser and say that they have to be fully cut. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, with regard to the first question, we can say that the fact that he must rip it proves that to people that it's not the tefillah in the mikveh that's making a Torah. With regard to the second question, the reason there's no geyser there is because the kahanim are zrizim and don't need a geyser. Fact, the Gemara Armisha says that as soon as there is more skin than the amount needed to grasp becomes Torah. Now, according to Rav Nachman, we should be geyser, that we need a considerable amount more so that we do not... So that he not actually have skin less than that, which in which case it would be truly tomei. And for the Gemara, if we're discussing tomei deraisa and a chanami would be goyza. However, the Mishnah is discussing tomei derabanan. This is a good answer when the person is tomei and the animal is tar, because the person could have been tomei with tomei derabanan. However, in the case where the animal is tomei and the person is tar, the animal is tomei as an avela, which is tomei deraisa. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to a treifa whose tomei is only derabanan. And we find that the father of Shmuel said a treifa of kodshim that a shechta gives off tomei derabanan. The Gemara Brisa says Rabbi Dustoy ben Yehuda in the name of and says, if someone skins shrotzim, the skin is considered as attached until the entire skinning is done. Now, this implies that when this is done to another animal, like a camel, it becomes tar as soon as there's enough to grasp and a little more. However, according to Rav Nachman, we should be geyser and require even more than that. And for the Gemara, the implication should be that with regard to the skin on the neck, it's not considered to be attached, and the price is therefore following the view of Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri. Zakhmar Rav Eiter, Rav Hunan, the name of Shimon, son of Rabbi Yaisi, said that when a garment is ripped, but a piece the size of a kerchief is not ripped, it's considered to be attached, and therefore remains tameh. Rish Lakish said, this is only true for material garment, but with regard to a leather garment, even a small piece is considered to be a strong connection, and would therefore prevent the garment from becoming tar. Rabbi Yechon said, even leather would become tar if there was less than the amount of a kerchief still attached. A Mishnah regarding leather says that it becomes tar as long as it's cut to less than 5 tefachim, and this seems to be so even if they're still attached. Rish Lakish answered, the leather connection only remains strong when there's a clean, straight cut. The Mishnah is talking about where it was cut in some other type of way. Rabbi Yirmiya asked, in our Mishnah, we should say that even when it's more than the amount to grasp, since it's leather, there's a strong connection and should be considered as connected. And Thamar, Rabbi Yavin said, in this regard, since once removed from the meat, it cannot be reattached. It's not considered to be connected once it reaches that size. Rabbi Yosef asks, why does Rabbi Yechonim Anuri say that the neck skin is not considered to be attached, it's leather, and should therefore be considered as having a very strong connection? Abaye said, Reish Lakish will follow the view of Rabbanan, who argue Rabbi Yechonim Anuri and say that it's considered to be connected. Moreover, it may be that even Rabbi Yechonim Anuri agrees with Reish Lakish, and the Machlokes in the Mishnah is regarding whether a shomer that is destined to fall off on its own, for example, the skin around the neck, does that have the status of a shomer at all? Rabbi Yirmiyah asks, the Mishnah says, there are mayor holds that a tomei oven can be made torus by simply reducing its size from within to less than 4 tvachim, breaking it to pieces less than 4 tvachim. This is so even though there's a strong connection that holds it together. So Rava said, Reish Lakish would follow the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Meir and say that the oven's plaster must be scraped off and the oven must be broken down into 3 pieces. Moreover, it may be the Rav Meir agrees that an oven that was already tamei must be scraped and broken down in order to become tar. The Machlokes in the Mishnah may be regarding how to build an oven in a way that it cannot become tamei to begin with.